rock and roll generation.
Rock and roll music.
Sweet
groovy
music. 1962.
Let me
wheel.
But 1962 was the year of the twist. A dance that swept every corner of every domain from Podunk to Paris. Philadelphia fat boy Chubby Checker sang The Twist, a song written by Hank Ballard. Not only was it a song, but it was also a dance. You stood in place, and you twisted and contorted your body in naturally a twisting position. Chubby Checker had been an obscure, believe it or not, chicken flicker, a man who made minimum wage and picked feathers from chickens prior to them being put on sale in a local Philadelphia poultry shop. Then he called on the nation. Just like a few years before, the Addy people got on the bandwagon. Parents, clergy, sociologists, psychiatrists were calling The Twist a crude, filthy, dirty, obscene dance. With gestures that were unacceptable to the majority. Nevertheless, it was to be the year of The Twist. This is the continual rock and roll generation, 1962.
Lot of loving, you build a big mansion of love.
Gene McDaniels chipped twice.
Better way, better
817 with Higher Foreign Company, the rock and roll generation, the year 1962. Hey, listen, if you couldn't get to your Suburban Trust office yesterday, well, don't worry about it. The more than 40 Suburban Trust offices in Maryland that serve you, every drive-in, of course, location, going to be open today until 2 o'clock. Any banking service you require, Suburban Trust can do it for you today. But hurry, all Suburban Trust offices will close at 2 p.m. Now, the folks at Suburban Trust wish you the happiest of New Year's and look forward to serving you even better in 1972. Someone wrote down here 1962. Well, these stupid chicks we have here. Suburban Trust, they're members of the good old FDIC, the FDIC. That's one of those days, friends, you know.
Come on, everybody. We're gonna have a good time, yeah. Give me all that love that you need. I'm gonna give you mine. Hey, all you people. Welcome in today. Let's get together. What does it take?
Disciples of the Pharisees brought unto him a coin, asking, What thinkest thou of tribute unto Caesar? And he answered them by saying, Render unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God that which is God's. E pluribus fungi, for the people from capital.
It's available at all Waxy Maxy quality music stores, and all Waxy Maxys will also have the WPGC Top 100 Hits of 1971 free for you. Free copy. 819 with Harvey.
Fresca has no sugar and no cyclamates. None. It's an honest-to-goodness diet soft drink. As for the way it tastes, well, Fresca certainly helps make watching your calories a pleasure. It's hard to believe there are only 2 calories in a big, bubbly 8-ounce glass. Now that's what I call an honest-to-goodness diet soft drink. I like Fresca.
Fresca, now available in new 28-ounce no-deposit, no-return bottle with resealed cap. WPGC time with Higher Foreign Company, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Oh, I was supposed to remind you, this is your last chance to stock up on Fresca for the long New Year's weekend. When we covered the year 1960 this morning between 6 and 7 o'clock, I played you a tape of me when I was down in Frankfort, Kentucky at WFKY. And we covered the year 1961. We played a tape of Arnie Ginsberg, who was up at WMEX in Boston. 1962, this gentleman was down in Dallas at KLIF, Cliff in Dallas. Russ Weird Beard Nights. And some of you who were down in the Dallas area at that time might enjoy this, and I think everybody will in general, and even in Eminence. Russ Weird Beard Night at Cliff in Dallas, 1962.
It's 83 degrees in Dallas at 11 o'clock.
From the world, the nation, and the Texas News Triangle.
This is KLIS Hourly News.
United Nations Secretary General Thant says there is no justification for arresting Katanga President Chombe in Elizabethville. Successful stationary test of Titan II intercontinental ballistic missile has been made at Vandenberg Air Force Base. The largest student demonstration to date against Negro James Meredith has been broken up by University of Mississippi campus police.
You have just heard Cliff News.
KLIS presents the world's greatest disc jockey, Ross Knight.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that awful?
All right, baby, this is Russ Knight, the Weird Beer, the savior of Dallas radio. Let me save you with music till midnight. Oh, I tell you, somebody's got to come up here before midnight, honey. One of those Dallas good-looking girls and pull my Weird Beer tambourine. We got Billy, Roy, Dale, Trigger, the Dallas Salvation Army. From 1190, that's the harmonic tone. A little music for Big D. A lot of Weird Beer dances going around the Black Bottom. You got a brand new dance from Joey D and the Peppermint Twist. It goes like this.
You got a new dance and it goes like this.
Oh, that 1190 music makes me want to fly in the Dallas sky. Like a bird, loud enough to be heard. Let me fly. Ooh, let me flap my wings and dig groovy things and get my kick from these groovy chicks.
Hey, the Shirelles and Soldier Boy, number 113 from the Cliff Party Survey. You know, this is a Weird Beard, and I believe in doing my show under a handicapped friend. I'm in my Weird Beard straitjacket. Got my hands tied behind my back. Sure got my tongue locked right here in my throat. Got my head on backwards.
And those other stations said...
They said it couldn't be done. They said nobody
Hold it. Stop the music. What couldn't be done?
A cigarette like this, my friend. L&M. They said you'd never get the real taste of fine, natural tobacco through a filter that brings you smoke truly low in tar.
That was Russ. Oh,
how'd they do
Weird
it?
Beard Night back in 1962 at KLIF in Dallas, Cliff in Dallas. At 27 minutes after 8 o'clock, R. Ford Company with the Rock and Roll Generation, the year 1962. It's going to be mostly sunny today with highs around 54 later on, 43 WPGC degrees tonight, clear and cool, down to 30 tonight, fair tomorrow, highs to 45.
Kamikaze.
Ever hear a sadistic with a kamikaze song? Breaking up his heart soon, he'll stagger. WPGC time at 8:29 with Harry Ford Company. Good morning time, 8:29.
WPGC AM and FM morning time.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1962.
Other groups got into the twist action. Joey D and the Starlighters gave it a flavor.
Well,
Sam Cooke made a marathon out of it.
The man with the weirdest name of the year, Gary U.S. Bonds, got his girlfriend into the act with his hit record, Dear Lady Twist. The Isley Brothers, they said it loud. They went into the twist and shot. Chubby Checker got back into the act and slowed the pace down with Slow Twistin'. The year was lit up by Claudine Clark and her big song of Party Lights. Pat Boone went south of the border with Speedy Gonzales. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1962.
In August of 1962, this record hit the number one spot of the best-selling charts around the country by Tommy Rowe.
Sweet little Sheila, you'll know her, see her blue.
Yeah,
this
little
girl.
Overall, for the year 1962, was the number 38 record in the top 100 countdown for 1962. Sheila by Tommy Rowe. Speaking of top 100 countdowns, our starts for the 1971 year. Tonight at midnight, you hear the top 100 countdown. And by the way, we'll have 5,000 copies of the WPGC All-Hit Music Survey Souvenir Edition with the top 100 hit records of 1971. Out, available today at a record store near you, free from the good guys. Stop in and pick up your copy at your favorite record store. 8:32.
I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Like that song by the New Seekers? Your Coca-Cola bottler has a special 45 RPM recording of it. It's yours free with proof of purchase. Just 24 Coke bottle caps or 4 proof of purchase seals from can wrappers from Coca-Cola. Full details where you shop for Coke at participating stores in the Washington metro area.
The New Seekers, buying the world of Coke.
Be sure to get extra cartons of Coca-Cola for the long New Year's weekend, okay? In order to give the old year a proper farewell, Citizens Bank of Maryland will close early this New Year's Eve. The bank that normally serves you daytime, nighttime, and Saturday, too, will be closed today at 4 o'clock and be closed all New Year's Day, of course, too. At all 38 of its offices in Prince George's, Montgomery, Anne Arundel, and Charles counties. Now, this way, all its families can share their holidays together. And right now, too, these people who pleasure in serving you year-round would like to wish you the happiest of times in 1972. Just remember, the bank that serves you daytime, nighttime, and Saturday, too, will be closed today at 4 o'clock on New Year's Day. Citizens, members of the FDIC.
Daytime, nighttime, Saturday, too, we open our doors. Citizens Bank of Maryland, conveniently yours.
Man, if you've got the time, we've got the beer.
Miller's beer.
Miller.
Miller's
beer. Too good to hurry through, but when it's time to relax, Miller stands clear.
Beer after beer.
If you've got the time,
if you've got the time,
we've got the beer.
Miller beer.
Distributed by Buck Distributing Company. Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
WPGC time, 8:34, 26 before 9, Harv Moore and Company with the Rock and Roll Generation, 1962.
Any day now.
One of the early Burt Bacharach compositions, Any Day Now. He produced the record, too, for Chuck Jackson. WPGC time, 8:37, with Harv Moore and Company, and the Rock and Roll Generation featuring the year 1962 this hour. One of the biggest hits of that year was this one, by the Four Seasons. Their hit of Sherry. Valley and the Four Seasons. Frankie, originally a member of a group called the Apple of My Eye. What's the Four Lovers, right? The Apple of My Eye. They used to record for RCA Victor Records, and another member of the group, Bob Gaudio, used to be with the Royal Teens of Short Shorts fame. 8:41, 19 before 9, with Harv Moore and Company from WPGC number 1. The Twist, Chubby Checker from 1962, the top record of that particular year. 17 minutes before 9 o'clock with Harv Moore and Company from WPGC number 1. Mostly sunny skies today, and we'll have highs around 54 later on, 43 WPGC degrees. This record went to number 1 in the summer of 1962. A record written by Carole King, a song written by Carole King, I should say, and produced by her, too. And she did some of the backup vocal on it. Little Eva Braun. For the Locomotion. Remember this one?
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby.
Little Eva, the Locomotion. Written by Carole King. She wrote another hit that year, too, by the Cookies. The hit in December of 1962. And again, Carole King did some backup singing on this one. Shame.
My baby got me locked up in chains.
Chains. Cookies. Used to say back in 1962, that's the way the cookies crumble. It's 12 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:48, with Harv Moore and Company, the year 1962. WPGC time, 8:48. January and February of 1962, Stu Thompson sang the song called Norman.
Norman.
One of Beverly's favorites, actually is her favorite, Norman. That's Susie Q. Thompson with Harv Moore and Company at 9 before 9. WPGC time is 8:51. Mostly sunny skies and highs up to 54 later on. 43 WPGC degrees. Beach Boys first hit in 62.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on up and follow with me. Come on up and follow with me.
Time Boys, the Beach Boys, their first hit record. Surfing Safari and Surfing, the flip side of that one. It's 7 before 9 o'clock, the rock and roll generation at WPGC number 1.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1962.
Dee Dee Sharp was busy in the kitchen, serving up a heap and helping out. David Rose did a put on about a take off the stripper. There were all kinds of new dances being created that year. Everybody was doing something that year. Gene Chandler joined royalty with his Duke of Earl. Freddie Cannon took a few rides at Palisades Park. Claude King decided to visit the Ozarks and warn you.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain.
Kenny Ball left the country with Midnight in Moscow. We think, but we're not really sure. Maybe the Marvelettes discovered Hugh Hefner with their song Playboy. Jimmy Clanton began a fashion craze with Venus in blue jeans. And for the Corsairs, they were wandering around in smoky places. Don and Juan were confused.
What's your name?
But the Shirelles knew that, baby, it was you. Chubby Checker, still not satisfied, created another dance, the Popeye. And weird enough, from the land of Caruso came Emilio Pettacoli, who in his native tongue captivated an American audience. 1962 was exuberant, fresh, and truly teen-oriented. It was evident that 1962 was a young world.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1962.
Number 5 record for the entire year of 1962 is Henry Mancini's Moon River. WPGC number 1 with Harry Ford Company, 2 minutes before 9 on the Rock and Roll Generation 1962.
Live on stage at Constitution Hall, the authorized production of Jesus Christ Superstar. There will be 6 performances as follows. Saturday, January 8th, 7 p.m. and 9:30. Sunday, January 9th, 3 p.m. and 7. Tuesday, January 11th, 7 p.m. Wednesday, January 12th, 7 p.m. This is the real thing. The national company of the Broadway production that has already become by far the most exciting, most inspiring musical creation of this decade. With a cast of 50 plus a superb sound system, Jesus Christ Superstar will give you a musical and spiritual experience you'll never forget. Constitution Hall in Washington. 6 performances, Saturday, January 8th, 7 and 9:30 p.m., Sunday, January 9th, 3 and 7 p.m., Tuesday, January 11th, 7 p.m., Wednesday, January 12th, 7 p.m. Tickets now on sale, Talbert Ticket Agency, 15th and Pennsylvania Avenue in the Washington Hotel, and all Ward stores, including Fredericksburg, Frederick, and Manassas.
Mike and Tina Turner.
I broke your heart and made you cry.
Glenn Campbell.
Only the lonely.
Just a few of the stars from People's Music Festival, where you'll get big discounts on best-selling record albums and tapes this weekend at all People's Drug Shopping Center stores. Smash hit albums, just $1.57 and $1.99, featuring Shaft, excerpts from Jesus Christ Superstar, the Glenn Campbell album, Dean Martin Deluxe, and Love Story. 8-track stereo tapes, just $2.99 each, including Tom Jones' Fever Zone, The Last Waltz with Engelbert Humperdinck, The Bee Gees, Donovan, and The Rascals. Hit albums, discounts to $1.57 and $1.99. Stereo tapes, $2.99. This weekend, at all People's Drug Shopping Center stores, where you'll always find plenty of free parking. And all People's Drug stores will be open today with those last-minute party supplies. People's largest drug chain in the East.
WPGC time, 9 o'clock.
WPGC, AM and FM. morning time.
The rock and roll generation continues the year 1962 with Rick Nelson.
It's a young world. When you're in love, you're in a young world. Young world.
April and May of 1962, Rick Nelson, Young World, and to wrap up 1962, a year-end hit, November and December of that year. WPGC number one with Harve Waugh and Company, Herb Alpert, Tijuana Brass, The Lonely Bull. 3 after 9. Herb Alpert's first hit record, The Lonely Bull, from November and December of 1962 on the Rock and Roll Generation with Harve Waugh and Company. It's 5 minutes after 9 o'clock coming up, 1963.
The 5 Harmony Hut stores are ending the year with a fantastic floor sample closeout. This special year-end sale features tremendous savings on fine quality audio and stereo systems at cost, near cost, or below cost. Harmony Hut is also offering handsome savings on albums and tapes that feature your favorite artists on A&M, Motown, RCA, Columbia, Ampex, and other fine labels. Here are just a few of the hot Harmony Hut specials for this year-end closeout. Denon Deluxe 4-Piece Compact Stereo System was $159.95, now $119.95. Save $40. Automatic radio, 8-track home play and record, tape deck. Now an amazing $79.95. This sale ends today at 6 p.m., so hurry to the Hut for this fantastic floor sample closeout. Harmony Hunts are located at College Park, Manassas, Columbia Mall, Iverson Mall, and our exclusive tape and audio center at Seven Corners. Remember, the sale ends today at 6 p.m., so hurry to the Hut nearest you. Use your Bank AmeriCard, MasterCharge, and NAC charge. Maryland stores only.
Yay! No more MasterCard! Yay!
Now, that's one of the good things about winter.
Now, here's today's weather. Snow warning in effect, up to 10 inches accumulation.
And that's one of the bad things. Get your car ready now at Bob Wainwright and Jack Kennedy's place, Kenway Esso in Bladensburg. First, double-check that antifreeze for safety at winter temperatures. If your car is over 2 years old, you better check the battery. A new Atlas K battery is only $19.50, and famous Atlas snow tires as low as $22.76 plus tax and trade-in. Our sales manager, Bill Prettyman, comes in from Manassas every day. Drives at least 1,000 miles every week. He depends on Kenway Esso because his car is his living, and you should too. See Bob and Jack at Kenway Esso on Annapolis Road in Bladensburg, a block west of the BW Parkway. Open 7 days a week with Maryland inspection. Shootout. Rejected. Eve. These are the WPGC newsmakers.
Never give an inch. That was the motto of the Stampers of Oregon. And live it they did. An all-star cast brings to the Riverdale Theater screen sometimes a great notion. Sometimes a great notion. As big as the West. As tense as the Union dispute it concerns. Involves you in a modern-day pioneering industry. Timber. Paul Newman. Henry Fonda. Lee Remick. And Michael Sarrazin star in Sometimes a Great Motion in color at the Riverdale Theater at the Palmer Drive-In. A triple bloodorama killer. 2,000 maniacs. Blood Feast and Bloodlust. Take exit 31 from the Capitol Beltway to Route 704 George Palmer Highway North. A triple bloodorama killer. 2,000 maniacs. Blood Feast and Bloodlust at the Palmer Drive-In.
At 9:08, WPGC crime reporters file this story. Richard Mingus of Tacoma Park is shot and killed by park police after he trades shots with them on the 14th Street Bridge. Park police say it all starts at the Lincoln Memorial, where Mingus allegedly disarms a policeman.
Approached one of our officers with a rifle, pointed the rifle at him, and removed his service revolver. He fled from the Lincoln Memorial Circle on foot. The subject fitting that description was observed at the north end of the 14th Street Bridge.
Shots are traded, Mingus killed. This makes three times that the Prince George's School Board has rejected an integration plan turned in by its only black member, Jesse Warr. He wanted each school to have between 10 and 30% black enrollment. Warr says the ratio will reflect the racial makeup of the county. Congressman John Dowdy faces 40 years behind bars and a $40,000 fine. The jury in his bribery trial finds him guilty on all 8 counts. D.C. City Council Chief Gilbert Hahn and D.C. Transit boss Overy Chalk are trading pot shots over Chalk's request for a fare hike. Chalk says Hahn is looking for publicity.
Mr. Hahn has always had a flavor of irresponsibility, and I prefer not getting down to his level. And he's just a publicity seeker.
Hahn wants the fares cut.
Full service that the public expects should be provided. The fare should be kept at 32 cents or below.
A lot of people will be taking that one for the road tonight, winding up 1971. And that road has already taken its drink of human life. 19 are dead so far on the nation's highways. Locally, government workers have the day off. So far, traffic light. Buses running on Saturday schedules today, Sunday schedules tomorrow. Both sides now observing New Year's ceasefires in Vietnam. Observers say the stand-down started more quietly than in past years. Officials in Washington say Israel will get the Phantom jets it wants, but at a price. The price isn't a lot of money. It's Israeli willingness to modify its conditions for a Mideast settlement. 6 are dead in Corpus Christi, Texas today. A woman shot her husband, her 4 children, and herself. WPGC 910. President Nixon heads back to the White House today after a stay in Florida. The Nixon family will celebrate New Year's in the Executive Mansion.
Come on, everybody.
Disciples of the Pharisees brought unto him a coin, asking, What thinkest thou of tribute unto Caesar? And he answered them by saying, Render unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God that which is God's. E pluribus fung, for the people from capital.
December 1967, this was the top story on WPGC. Greece announces a settlement with Turkey in its crisis over the island of Cyprus. That was December 1967. WPGC environment, sunny today, highs near 54, latest air pollution index 0.03 with 0.15 considered undesirable. Your news editor, Tiny Time. This is Bob Raleigh, it's 44 degrees.